Ashma says that I want to ask if I can dye my hair color to fashion shades. This is first question. And dyeing the hair is permissible, providing a person does not dye his hair or her hair in black. We must avoid the color black. This is not permissible in Islam, to dye our hair in black. So you can dye your hair in any suitable color you wish, whether it's gray, it's dark brown, it's blonde, yellow. This is permissible. And providing that you do not imitate the disbelievers. So if a girl comes to me and says, Sheikh, I'd like to dye my hair in purple or in pink. Now, this is not acceptable because this is not usual, first of all. It would make a person stand out in a crowd. And in Islam, this is not permissible to wear something or to do something or to stand up in a crowd. It's not permissible for me to come out with a pink thobe, for example, or to wear a yellow head scarf or whatever it's called. This is something that is not normal. It will make a person stand out in a crowd, and this is not permissible in Islam. So if she wants to dye her hair in awkward and strange colors or shades, this is not permissible. But if it's normal colors that everybody is doing it and it's not imitating the kuffar, it is permissible, inshallah. And she is saying, what is the ruling on plucking the eyebrows? Well, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam cursed the women who do this to others and the women who have this done to them. So, an-namisa wal-mutanamisa, they are cursed by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and it is reported in the Sahih. It is a major sin, and it is punishable on the day of judgment, and it's completely unacceptable.